Now, the moment you've been waiting for. It's time for mixed martial arts action. Fighting for your bet, the reigning, defending, undisputed champion of sports bettors, Bet Rivers Sportsbook. Place your bets now.
Not valid for any participant of the Illinois Gaming Board statewide voluntary self-exclusion program. Must be 21 years of age or older. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral services can be accessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER. 1-800-426-2537.
Hi, I'm Andy Puddicombe, the host of a brand new podcast called Radio Headspace. I'd love it if you could join me to start the day in a different way. Whether you like to think of it as a thought for the day, a moment of pause, or some time to reflect, and a reminder that no matter what's going on in our lives, there's comfort to be found in coming together for just a few minutes every weekday morning. You can listen and subscribe to Radio Headspace for free on radio.com, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you like to listen.
You're listening to Mully and Hall back in 60 seconds on The Score.
During these challenging times, listening is fundamental to promoting understanding and healing. That's why I'm Listening is here to help you talk about mental health. We feature conversations from celebrities and mental health professionals who share how they manage anxiety, depression, and other mental health issues. Our mission is to combat the universally felt crisis of distance and division by promoting conversations that end the stigma of talking about mental health. Find resources and more information at imlistening.org. That's imlistening.org.
Did you know there are over 1,000 podcasts on radio.com? Download the app or head to radio.com to listen to all your favorite national and local podcasts, including your favorite morning shows and radio shows on demand. At the top of the app homepage, click the podcast icon to discover new shows, subscribe, and manage your podcast subscriptions. Go to your app store or radio.com/download for all your podcast listening. Radio.com.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
The opening bell brought to you by CarX Tire and Auto.
FootballTalk.com, NBC Sports, Twitter.com/ProFootballTalk.
Hey, we're getting better and better.
We're getting
better.
We're getting big B.
We're getting big B.
Big
B. NFL Insider, Mike Florio.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Tom Thayer is with us this morning, and we are delighted. We love our chance to talk to Mike Florio. He joins us on the Al Pamani Ford Hotline, Al Pamani Ford in Melrose Park. Good morning, Mike. How are you? Oh, we're having a little audio problem with Mike Florio. Just to start the conversation, again, you know, one of the things we discussed this morning is the power rankings are out from Pro Football Talk. And here is what Mike wrote about the Bears. Number 25, Bears, 25 out of 32. Up and down and up, and who knows how it will play out for a team that finally has a quarterback that fits the offense. There's a chance it all falls together. There's an equal chance it all falls apart. And I think that's a fair assessment, Tom, just because you're coming off a season where they went 8-8. Maybe it was, as close to 7-9 as 8-8. But there you have it.
Yeah, I mean, they have a lot of obstacles to overcome. When you talk about some of the numbers in comparison from 18 to 19, they were so down in 19 that they're ranked where they are because of that lack of support from specific positions, specific elements of your game, and really the lack of development from the quarterback position. It's not saying that they can't get back to those 18 numbers and results, but I think they're making the proper assessment of them, and it's yet to be seen.
And we have connected to Mike. So, Mike, we're obviously talking about the Pro Football Talk power rankings, and we're hoping for more, but we've decided it's kind of a fair assessment of where the Bears are at right now.
Well, and nobody really knows in any year, but especially this year when the great wild card is COVID-19. And, you know, it could be that the team that has the fewest players lost to the virus over the course of the year is the team that ends up with the number one seed. And this year the number one seed means more than ever before because only the one seed in each conference gets the bye. And so a lot of moving parts, a lot of issues, a lot of uncertainty. But what the hell, we make lists, right? What do we do in the off season? And the thing about this list, and it's weird because I feel differently almost on a daily basis, when we start planning as if football season is going to happen, our brain gets tricked into thinking that maybe football season is going to happen. So I was kind of glad I did it.
Hey, Mike, when you talk about the practice squad, I was reading what they are saying. So, you know, the practice squad may kind of change where they want to keep some experienced guys on the practice squad, and they may take the place of some of these guys that believe are a year or two away from developing. Because if they do have a COVID outbreak, they can take some of these practice squad players and put them on the active roster. So they're going to need some ready players on that practice squad.
Yeah, it's going to take some creativity and some good strategizing about how to fill out the practice squad. Now, under the league's latest proposal, and I have no reason to believe that the union's going to disagree with this, 16 players on the practice squad, up from 12. That was what the normal situation would have been, but you can have up to 6 players with unlimited NFL experience. It can be a guy who's been around for 20 years. You know, you can have Adam Vinatieri on your practice squad as your emergency kicker in the event your kicker ends up testing positive. And these are the kinds of things you have to think about. Which position groups do you want to have the extra depth at in the event that you have an outbreak after 4 p.m. Eastern, the day before a game, and up to 90 minutes before kickoff, because that's what the league is allowing. Unlimited promotion of players from the practice squad, whether it's one, whether it's 16, or whether it's some number in between, in the event that there is an outbreak in a given team on the night before a game or the morning of a game. And you need to ask yourself, how are we going to protect ourselves against this possibility? I frankly would want, of those 16 spots, I would want a guy who can punt and who can kick, who can do both, and ideally I'd want a punter and a kicker on my roster who can do both in the event that I end up finding out the night before a game that the guy who kicks my field goals and extra points suddenly isn't available.
What, you know, Mike, how did they squander all this time and not have some sort of a thing in place here? Today we have rookies reporting here in Chicago. Presumably they go in, they get a test, then they go home, and then they're looking for 2 negative tests before they report. That's how this starts. How is this not all known already?
Well, I think that the reality is that behind the curtain, there was a decent amount of work that was being done to get facilities ready, that there were plenty of things on which the league and the union agreed. There were just some important issues that they disagreed on. There are still some important issues they disagree on as it relates to the financial impact of the pandemic on the 2020 season, the 2021 salary cap. But, you know, deadlines drive action in the NFL. I thought that maybe it wouldn't matter now because maybe the union would say, hey, go ahead and implement your rules. We'll file an arbitration grievance and we'll fight it out there, and we're not going to agree on the financial side of this. We have rights under the current CBA, and if you want to try to change those rights, there's really nothing you can do for the next 10 years. I mean, I thought that's where it possibly would go, but they're in the process of reaching these agreements, and it's critical that everyone be on the same page, that the players buy in to the safety procedures, that the league make the players feel as safe and comfortable as possible, because at the end of the day, these two sides have to lock arms and fight the virus. And if I'm a team, I don't want a locker room full of guys who are upset that they don't think I'm doing enough as management to keep them safe. I want them to feel safe. I want them to not worry about their surroundings so they can focus on football. It's enough already for guys to worry about what they're supposed to do when it's time to go out and play. You don't want them to be constantly worried about whether or not they have a safe workplace. So, you know, they're getting to the right place, and they're getting there before it's too late. But like they often do, they get there right on time.
Hey, Mike, like you said, this is enough already. So now I'm talking about Antonio Brown and Josh Gordon. I seen Antonio Brown has retired again, but there was talk about both of those guys going to Seattle. Is that completely a non-story?
Well, Josh Gordon's got a better chance because he's just waiting to find out whether or not he's going to be reinstated by the NFL. And we don't know enough about the NFL's new attitude toward reinstating suspended players in the aftermath of the new CBA to come to a conclusion as to whether or not Josh Gordon's going to get back in. For Antonio Brown, here's the problem. He's got 3 pending personal conduct policy investigations. There was a lawsuit filed against him September of last year alleging sexual assault and rape. There was an incident where he allegedly harassed via text message, a woman who came forward to SI.com with some concerns about his behavior. And then earlier this year in Florida, the issue for which he was arrested and faced charges and ultimately pleaded no contest to at least one felony charge with a dispute involving a moving truck driver that he didn't want to pay and then allegedly assaulted the moving truck driver. He's pleaded no contest, so he's going to be punished for that. The problem is the NFL has left him in limbo for the past 11 months on these issues. The league doesn't know what the punishment's going to be. He doesn't know what the punishment's going to be. And I think, you know, he's kind of thrown his hands in the air and said, the hell with it, I'm done. But, you know, we've seen this before from him. When he gets exasperated, and he should be exasperated, because it's unfair how the league handles him, players who are in this position where there's no deadlines, there's no requirement for action to be done. You can have this guy in limbo for months, if not a full year. I think he's just fed up. But, you know, I don't think that it's irrevocable, and I think that if he would find out from the league that he's clear to return, he'd be one of the first guys in line to try to get back in.
Back to your power ratings. Not surprisingly, the football team in Washington is last, and now Tom was a teammate of Ron Rivera. I worked with Ron and got a chance to get to know him. I think we all have tons of respect for him. But that situation is just an outright mess like you've never seen. Why doesn't the league make Daniel Snyder sell the team? What's the point of protecting a guy like that and moving forward when it's just been one kind of travesty after another, and now you look at where we are?
I think two things. First of all, absent evidence that he was directly involved in any type of sexual harassment or other misconduct, I think other owners look at this and say, wait a minute, do we want this standard being applied to us that if people who work for us do things they shouldn't do that we weren't involved in, that we can be forced to sell the team over that? And then secondly, I just think the league only has so much capacity of things to worry about. I think Daniel Snyder, in a weird sort of way, benefits from the pandemic, that the league doesn't want to mess with it. The league doesn't want to worry about it. The league doesn't want to commission an investigation with a lawyer hired by the league. I was blown away that Washington is hiring its own outside lawyer to investigate Washington, and the NFL's fine with it. Well, what's going to happen? Daniel Snyder's writing the check. What do you think the outside lawyer is going to conclude? We're going to see a final report, if we even get to see it, replete with this phrase: Mr. Snyder had no actual involvement or affirmative knowledge of the behavior in question. That's going to be there over and over again, and he's not going to face a significant penalty. He's not going to be pushed to sell the team, and you know, for all those factors, he benefits from the current situation. And as to Ron Rivera, ask yourself this question. We discussed this earlier today on PFT Live. If he knew in January what he knows in July, would he have jumped on that job when it was available to him, or would he have played it out a little bit to see if he could have gotten one of the other jobs? Because I tell you what, I don't know why anyone would have wanted that job knowing what we know now, especially if he was a viable candidate for any of the other openings.
Hey, Mike, who needs a preseason game more, the Chicago Bears and their quarterback decision or Bill Belichick and bringing in a new quarterback?
Oh, I think the Bears need the preseason game because I think Bill Belichick will be fine no matter what. I mean, one of the reasons I have the Patriots at number four on the preseason power rankings, even though they don't have Tom Brady, I think this chaos that is going to unfold potentially in 2020 all flows to the benefit of Bill Belichick. Whatever the rules are, you can tell Bill Belichick the rules at 2 o'clock and he'll have a full plan for taking full advantage of the rules by 3 o'clock. He will be ready to go week one. Let's go play the games. And, you know, this Cam Newton factor, assuming he's healthy, this is the secret weapon that's going to be unleashed on the NFL. You know, it rejuvenates a team that kind of feels a little tired and outdated at a time when they really need it. So I think they don't need the preseason game in New England. The Bears definitely need to have that competition if there is a true competition, and it may just be that it's Nick Foles' job to lose. But I think you need to see what guys do on the field in preseason to pick one of those two quarterbacks. With New England, I think it's going to be Cam Newton, and it's just a question of getting ready for week one.
Great stuff. Thanks, Mike. Really appreciate it.
All right, see you guys. Have a good week.
That's fantastic talking to Mike Florio. And Tom, it's been just one of the great joys of my life talking to you.
You're so full of baloney.
You know, at least I'm consistent.
Yes.
I've enjoyed it. I've had a great time with you guys. Yes.
We've had a load of fun, and I really sincerely thank you. And we want to thank everyone for calling, texting, emailing. Most of all, thank you so much for listening. It means a lot to us. Thanks to our executive producer, Dustin Rhodes.
That'll be the end of the first inning.
What an ending. And thanks to our maven of sound, Mr. Kevin Zipak.
That is the first time I have ever seen that.
And Ray, you do it all. Bless you, kind sir.
The Cubs have done absolutely nothing.
All right, don't forget David Ross on at noon. It's Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 to the score.
And that segment brought to you by Aloha Restoration, restoring your home to pre-disaster condition.
End the story.
I see you soon, baby.
If it is to be said, so it is.
Hey, Cubs fans. Pat Hughes here. Baseball is back, and so are the Cubs.
It's got a chance! Cubs win!
Join Ron Coomer and me for all 60 action-packed games of this unprecedented 2020 season right here on 670 The Score.
A swing and a drive. Deep left center. It's got a chance! Cubs win!
It's been a long wait, Cubs fans, but it's time to play ball. All 60 Cubs games will be right here on 670 The Score, official radio home of the Cubs.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the... Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, wah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This hour was brought to you by Basement Water Stoppers, and that segment was brought to you by Door Systems. Now offering touch-free doors, call 1-800-THE-DOOR.
And now, the moment you've been waiting for. It's time for mixed martial arts action. Fighting for your bet, the reigning, defending, undisputed champion of sports bettors, Bet Rivers Sportsbook. Place your bets now.
Not valid for any participant of the Illinois Gaming Board statewide voluntary self-exclusion program. Must be 21 years of age or older. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral services can be accessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER. 1-800-426-2537.
Do one thing to protect the environment. It all starts with just one thing. Thinking green can make people think of new and useful innovations. A scuba diving group recently started making face masks out of plastic bottles that were found in the ocean. So not only is the group helping clean up the oceans and recycling, but also helping people protect themselves in these uncertain times. What innovative ways can you help the environment? It all starts with one thing. Find tips and more at onethingus.com. What's your one thing?
Thanks for streaming The Score. Listen to Lawrence Holmes weekdays noon to 2 on The Score.
Russ Dorsey covers baseball for MLB.com.
We talk about Sammy Sosa now. That dude was on top of the world. That was the king of the Dominican. And even he had to succumb to that pressure of, is dark beautiful? And as we've seen over the last 15, 20 years, the answer to that was no to him. And it's just like, you have to consider what deeply rooted things and issues have been a big part of Dominican culture that Sammy grew up with.
Yeah, and that's why when you see, I think he had at some point even admitted to doing some skin lightening. He is by no means alone. And by the way, this isn't something that just happens in Caribbean countries. This is something that's happening in Asia as well, where Everyone is trying to get lighter.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
The Dan Bernstein Show. Weekdays 9 a.m. to noon.
Joe Cowley.
Arturis Karnišovas is going to be handed the reins.
They grabbed the right guy as far as a guy that understands talent, a guy who's a great communicator. The title isn't as important as the guy they have that's now creating these departments and building these departments up.
Dan Bernstein. Weekdays 9 a.m. to noon on Sports Radio 670. The Score. Our radio.com sports station.
Only Wendy's 2-for-5 has all the chicken you crave. Choose from the crispy homestyle chicken sandwich, delicious spicy chicken sandwich, classic crispy 10-piece nuggets, or the legendary spicy 10-piece nuggets. but let's be real. You're going to get 20 spicy nugs for $5. I mean, that's what I would do. Enjoy a real deal with the Wendy's 2 for $5. We got you.
Limited time only. Price and participation may vary at U.S. Wendy's. A la carte only. Excludes made to crave.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hall. Mornings 5 to